right, look in your Bibles to the book of Proverbs tonight, Proverbs chapter number 3. And I thank you for being in your place on Wednesday night. I appreciate the good singing. We want to look at God's Word a few minutes tonight, and then we'll let you go. I want to, before we leave tonight, we want to do one thing. I'd like to have an altar of prayer about revival meeting. We begin on Monday night, so after our invitation, all we'll all gather around the altar one more time and really pray about the revival meeting. Just feel pressed of the Lord to do that. I know this. Prayer does change things, amen? And I'm glad that when God's people pray, heaven is touched, amen? And you study the Bible, you study church history, every real move of God first was bathed in prayer. And I believe that. What it is, it's getting your heart in tune with what God's wanting to do. And so I want us to be praying, and as we've been taught with you, I pray that you've been stealing away this week in particular, and praying about the meeting, one-on-one, just you and the Lord, and I know God will bless that. Proverbs chapter 3, Proverbs chapter number 3 tonight, Proverbs chapter 3, you will and able stand. I'm going to read those two famous verses, and we'll pray, try to preach as the Lord directs our heart. I've had these verses on my mind for a little while, and God really just last night, this morning, really got stirring it in my heart, and I just felt settled about it this morning, and just going to dig around a little bit in these verses. I know this, as God's people, I believe we all that are saved desire to please the Lord and do that which God would have us to do. And I believe these verses can help us in accomplishing just that. Amen. Proverbs chapter 3 and verse 5. The Bible said, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Let's pray together. Father, I thank you, Lord, tonight for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. Lord, I pray now for just a few minutes that you'll strengthen my voice and my body. I pray you'd anoint me by the Holy Ghost that I might preach what you've been working in my heart and mind. Lord, my heart desire tonight is to feed your sheep. Lord, you told Peter that at the fireside. You told him to feed your lambs and feed your sheep. God, that's my desire tonight. Oh, Lord, help us to graze on the good word of God. Help us, I pray, that we might receive strength and instruction by the word. I pray you save that soul that's lost in our midst tonight. Lord, but above everything, may you be exalted and glorified and magnified by all that we do. Now help this congregation. I know they may be tired in the body, but oh God, quicken us to hear the word tonight. And Lord, all you do, we'll praise you and we'll thank you, for it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. You can be seated. There in verse number 6 said, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. I'm going to preach God helping me just a few minutes on how to have God direct your path. How to have God direct your path. I believe with all my heart tonight that the Wednesday night crowd is always the nucleus of every local church. And I know in you tonight is a desire to serve God and to love God and to please God and accomplish the will of God for your life and for the church, and I do believe that with all my heart. I believe the Bible and these verses help us to know exactly how to have God to direct our lives. I know this, I need the Lord every day. Every decision, everything goes on. If he doesn't guide me, I'll get in a mess every time. Everything I ever lay my hands to, I make a mess of it, and so do you tonight. Amen. We need the Lord to take us and direct us, help us, as only he can. That word direct there, man, I like it. It means to make plain. Oh, God, make the path plain to us. Amen. Direct us. It means to point or aim in a straight line. It means to show the right road or course. It means to guide or lead or mark out a way. Hey, that's what I want, God. I want it plain, and it can be plain in your life and my life. Oh, but I find three things in verse 5 and 6 that if you'll observe these and apply these, you'll find getting the direction of God a little bit easier than you ever have. There's some folk, I touched it the Sunday a little bit, there are a lot of folk talk about wanting to hear from God but don't ever read their Bible. Well, my soul, God speaks by His Word. Amen. And so we need to hear what the Bible says. If it's our heart desire, and I believe most of you it is, for God to direct your step, then we need to do what these verses said. Well, preacher, what is it? Well, three things, and I'll let you go. Number one, you've got to trust the sovereign. He said there in verse 5, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Hey, we see in that verse, it tells us who we are to trust, and it is the Lord. It's not some other deity, for there is no other deity. Amen. It's not Buddha. It's not Muhammad. It's not a church. It's not a religious system. Hey, but we need to trust in the Lord. And I like it, that little two-letter, in. You need to trust in the Lord. Amen. That's putting some confidence in Him. Amen. Hey, the Bible tells us over there in Psalm 118 and verse 8 and 9, it said, it is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes. Hey, a lot of folk are trying to trust some man. And listen, I admire a lot of God's men. I'm tell you, I put my trust in the Lord. Amen. I'm glad you love me, but hey, I'm flesh and blood, buddy. I can let you down. But if you'll trust Him, hey, He will never fail you. He'll never let you down. Amen. Hey, He said, trust in the Lord. Hey, not anybody. Trust in the Lord. Hey, I'm telling you this, He's worth. He's proven Himself. Amen. Hey, some a little over 6,000 years, as far as I know, this world's been in existence, and man's been able to trust Him every step of the way. He ain't changed. Amen. Hey, we see He said who to trust. Trust in the Lord. Hey, and that word trust, what does trust mean? Well, trust means to be confident or sure. What about that? Hey, can you be confident and sure in the Lord? I guarantee you, you can. You can trust Him. That word means that the resting of the mind on the end. Listen to this. I want you to get this definition. It's part of the definition of this word trust. It means the resting of the mind on the integrity, the justice, the friendship, or any other sound principle on another person. I'm going to promise you this. You can trust His integrity. You can trust His justice. Hey, you can trust He is holy. He is righteous. He has never faltered. He never will falter. Hey, tonight, you can trust in the Lord. Oh, hey, the world is upside down, but you can trust Him. Stephen Olford said in some words, he wrote about this verse. He said this, that word trust means to cling to with both your arms. Amen. You have just flung yourself upon Him and hanging on to Him. Hey, you can trust Him. Amen. I don't know about you, but I have gotten a prayer place and just flung myself on Him. That's good country talk. Amen. Just wrapped around Him with both arms and said, God, if you don't do it, it ain't going to happen. If you don't step in, I'm a goner. Hey, I'm glad you and I can trust the Lord tonight. Oh, yeah, trust in the Lord. Hey, who will trust in the Lord? Hey, He tells us the way to trust Him. He said, with all thine heart. Not just a little part of your heart, not a half of your heart or three quarters of your heart, but with thine heart, the whole, trust Him with it all. Amen. Hey, I want you to say this. You realize there ain't one area of your life you can't trust Him with. Amen. Hey, flesh and blood, this is how I am. I'm no better than nobody, but this is how I am. I'll trust you 99%. Amen. And I'd say you better not do more than that with me neither. Amen. I'll trust you 99%, but I can trust God 100%. Amen. He ain't going to veer off nowhere. He ain't going to change his mind how he feels about me or loves me. Hey, amen. Hey, I'm glad to tell you that you can trust him with all you. And you got to do, if you want the Lord to direct you, if you really want to walk with God, you really want the will of God done in your life, trust him with all your heart. Oh, friend, you can trust the sovereign tonight, and you've got to if he's going to direct you tonight. Let me say, not only trust the sovereign, but secondly, in verse 5, don't lean on self. Hey, right here's where we get in trouble. And lean not unto thine own understanding. That word lean, you know what it means. It means to support oneself, to rely on self, to rest on self. Now, how much of that we do? Amen. We do a lot more of it than we would admit tonight. Lord, you'll help us, but if I don't help you, we're going to be in trouble. Amen. I'm going to ask, have you anybody here of me tried to help the Lord before? You ever tried to help the Lord? Amen. For those that ain't raising your hand, we'll pray for y'all. Amen. I find sometimes, I don't know why I think I need to help him. Well, Lord, he said, let there be, and there was, and there wasn't nobody around who done that. Amen. And it's still spinning like it was when he set it into orbit. Amen. Hey, I don't need to prop my God up, and he don't need any help. Amen. Hey, but we tend, if we ain't kept, to lean upon ourselves. The word picture here, that word lean in that verse, is as a soldier who is resting upon his spear for support and safety. Now, don't we only rely on what we can do a lot? And we try to think, well, we can do this. I'm telling you, leaning on ourselves get us in trouble. He said, lean not on that own understanding, your knowledge, your wisdom, your comprehension. What you can do, don't do that. Oh, you say, but preacher, don't we have a response? We do. I'm going to tell you what, when you want God to direct you, you better understand it might not make common sense what God's got in store for you. Okay? You need to grab that. Everything and every way God leads us will not compute in your little laptop. Okay? Your bank account is going to scream for some things he wants you to do. It ain't going to compute. But you got to understand this. When it's God leading, you just need to rely on him. Amen. Not on what you... I thought about two different situations. Biblical illustration. That's the best kind of illustration I like to give. I thought about the help for a son in the Old Testament. Remember in the book of Genesis, God told Abraham and Sarah, you're going to have a son. You remember him taking Abraham out and told him, look at the stars of the sky, look at the sand on the seashore. He said, that's how the number of your people's going to be. But he ain't even got one boy yet. Amen. Well, after time goes on, it don't happen. Guess what Abraham and Sarah do? Huh? They decide to go get Hagar and let's help God. Let's help God. God needs some help. We're going to figure this out on the natural realm. The Lord needs some help. And what do they get out of the deal? They get Ishmael. And guess what? They are still reaping that. The Jew is still reaping that one tonight. Ishmael has still got his sword in hand against everybody. Amen. Why? They help the Lord. And you help the Lord, you'll get you an Ishmael in your life every time. Amen. Hey, when they waited on the Lord, that's Genesis 16 with Ishmael, but it's in chapter 21 where God gives Isaac. He done it when nobody could take credit. Amen. Lord is good about that. He likes to work in a way when nobody can jump in and say, look what I did. Look what I figured out. Look how good I... No, he can get it down where, boy, if he don't step in, you're a goner. Amen. And that's what, Abraham's over 100, Sarah's over 90, and God gives him the promised son. What about that? Hey, we find that they got in trouble because they tried to help the Lord. They thought they need to do so. When God done made the promise, amen. What about the children of Israel? They chose a symbol over the sovereign. in 1 Samuel 4. They're fighting the Philistines. We preached about to you Sunday morning. They're fighting them again. And instead of them saying, let's have a prayer meeting, call on the Lord, they just say, let's go get the ark. Well, somebody said, well, preacher, that ain't a bad thing. They carried it in the battle before. They had. But they done it when God said to do it. Amen. They haven't. You look before 1 Samuel 4. They never carried that ark out in a battle till he told them to. Amen. And that's when God was given victory. Amen. Hey, they chose a symbol over the sovereign and they got in a mess. Amen. You see, we don't need to help God. He can help us. Amen. Lean not to thine own understanding. I'm telling you, there are going to be some things. I get preaching that, and a lot of folks just won't shake their head. I preach this all over the country, talk about something. People say, God don't do it. I'm going to tell you something. Hey, a lot of stuff people claim God won't do, God does. Amen. By the way, I'll tell you this. If he done some things, his disciples, he'll do it to us. He led them into the desert. You do understand that, right? Oh, the Lord's always leading to Canaan. Well, he'd take you through a desert to get there. He led those disciples. And man, they get out there. He goes to preaching and teaching. And they're a while and they get looking around. Everybody's starved to death. There ain't no McDonald's or a Cracker Barrel in 100 miles. Amen. And they get taught what we're going to do. And they said, man, we ain't even got but 100%. No, man, there ain't not enough money in the bank. We can't pay it. Ain't nowhere to get it. We had the money. And somebody comes up and said, well, there's a boy with a lunch. And God takes us a lunch. Feeds 5,000 plus. That ain't going to compute in your computer neither. Amen. Oh, you see, God does some things to the natural man. It ain't going to make sense. Amen. Hey, when God leads somebody into missions or in evangelism or maybe have a church as a pastor, God said, Lord's wanting to start a particular ministry. Man, I'm going to tell you, it may not all make sense. But if God said do it, you better do it. Amen. We find that we need to trust the sovereign and don't lean on self. Oh, let me say number three. In verse 6, we need to be sensitive in what we are doing. For he said there in verse 6, the first part, in all thy ways acknowledge him. And that the word ways, you know, that's our conduct, our manner of life, the way we live, our lifestyle. That acknowledge means to be conscious of, to recognize. In other words, in all we're doing, we need to understand we're to bring glory to God. Everything we're doing needs to bring glory to God. Matter of fact, the Bible tells us in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 31, whether therefore you eat or drink, or whatsoever you do, do all to the glory of God. Hey, can I say this to us? If we want God to direct us, we need to be real conscious, real sensitive to how we're living our life. Amen. Hey, I'm going to tell you, we belong to the Lord. We're his children. And if we do wrong, he'll chasten us. Amen. It's sad to say, but we have lived to see a generation of Christians who cannot tell the difference between the storms of life and the chastisement hand of God. I'm not being ugly by that. I'm just being real honest. They cannot tell the difference. They're not in all their ways acknowledging God. And then they won't say, well, the devil's put this in my path. It may not be the devil put it in your path, this storm you're in. It could be a sovereign storm. Amen. That crowd with Jonah got in a storm. It was a sovereign storm because Jonah wasn't where he was supposed to be. He wasn't doing what he was supposed to do. Amen. Hey, in all thy way, we need to pay attention to what we do. We need to please the Father in all we do. You say, preacher, I can't reach that. I'm not perfect. I know none of us are. But we are to strive real hard to do right. Amen. I've been reading the book of Romans for my personal devotion lately, and I'm telling you, chapter 6 and chapter 7, man, there's some powerful truth. If you'll grab a hold of that, hey, when we got saved, the Spirit of God took up his abode in us. We don't have to sin. I'm telling you, it's about who you're yielding yourself to. It's all about that. Hey, and we're in a we went by and saw the Rollins yesterday. And I always enjoy visiting as many of you that get to go by and say, we got to praying, and before I know it, I got a little plugged in praying. I liked it. I like getting around. You know what people say, but Brother Dave, that generation, there's just a few. The reason there's just a few of them, they ain't nobody wants to be like them. That's really the bottom line. You see, they reach some place in their life, they begin trusting God with everything. They say, God, you don't, we can't. They began to get that place. They weren't leaning on self. They know, hey, nothing good about me. They also acknowledge God in everything they're doing. If you don't know what I'm telling you, go see them. And they're going to talk about Jesus. I don't take care. If you get talked about coffee, they're going to get on Jesus in a minute. Amen. It's in all their ways. Amen. You see, it is possible. It's just what we want to get hooked up with. Amen. Hey, I sure want the Lord directing me, don't you? Amen. Hey, well, if we'll do what the Bible said, trust Him, don't lean on yourself, acknowledge Him in your life, walk right, you know, make sure that you're conscious. Hey, I'm Christ, His ambassador in this world, and understand that we are epistles, both known and read of all men. Hey, so, well, a lot of people, it ain't just a cliche, it's true. We are the only Bible some people read. Amen. We can have Him direct us. I sure want Him direct my steps tonight. Hey, the Lord been really stirring this in my heart. I try to give you something on Wednesday night, just basic Christian living type things. Well, I'm going to tell you something. You've done faced decision making in 3 days of this week. And you'll face several more things to decide about between here and Sunday. And you know what? To have God direct you, we got to line up with His Word. Amen. Here's something that's interesting about the nation of Israel that you find in the Old Testament. One of the prophets said this. He said, "My people destroy for a lack of knowledge." Now, this is this thing. We got knowledge of a lot of things, but we ain't got as much knowledge about this book we need to have. Amen. We need to know more about this book. And that's why we try to preach it. That's the reason I try this. A lot I do, you know, I kind of do verse by verse. That's just kind of how I do it. I think that's the best kind of preaching. By the way, Brother Dash, you don't ever have to apologize for preaching like that. I learned that quick. Amen. Now, I know there's topical thoughts, and you run a thought through Scripture, and that's great. But I'm going to tell you that verse by verse stuff, you can't argue. You got to say, oh, me or amen to it. That's right. Because it's thus saith the Lord. And that's what will help us grow. That's what will make us mature in Christ. It's not somebody's how-to book. It is the how-to book. Amen. This Bible will help us mature in our Christian life. I want the Lord to direct my path, don't you, tonight? Father, take this a very simple thought. Use it for Thy glory. I've tried my best to preach what You laid upon my heart tonight. Oh, my Father, help us, Lord, that we might indeed trust You and not lean on ourselves, our understanding. Help us, Lord, to acknowledge in our lives. And Lord, we sure desire for You to guide us through this life. Oh, my Father, thank You again for the Word of God. Help us in Jesus' name. Heads bowed and eyes closed this moment. I've delivered what the Lord laid on my heart. I try my best to study, prepare. But I know this, it takes God to take the Word of God to touch hearts. Amongst all the studying, all the praying, preaching as hard as I can get it, it still takes the Lord taking this Word and touching your heart. Maybe there's someone here tonight saved and say, "Preacher, I want God to direct me." Matter of fact, preacher, it could be right now at a decision-making time in your life, or it could just be things are going good, but you know you need Him. You say, "Preacher, I'm living, man, pray for me. I sure want the Lord to direct me." Amen. Hands going up everywhere. That's the heart of the children of God. I believe that. Is there someone here tonight, lift a hand and say, "Preacher, I'm lost. Preacher, I'm lost. I'm not saved. Remember me in prayer." Anybody tonight? I see that young hand. Anybody else? "Preacher, I'm not saved." Let's stand tonight. Brother Tim, what are we going to sing? "Have Thine Own Way." "I'm Thine, O Lord," right? "I'm Thine, O Lord." All right. This altar's open. You need to come pray. Come on.